This is the Sakar Moli of 18th of December 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Unlimited Father has come to decorate you with knowledge. If you want to claim a high status, remain constantly decorated. Question. On seeing which children does the Unlimited Father become very pleased? Answer. The Unlimited Father is very pleased to see the children who are constantly ever ready to do service, who fully follow both the Alaukik and Parlaukik Fathers, who decorate their souls with this knowledge and yoga, and who serve the impure in order to purify them. The Father's desire is that the children make effort and claim a high status. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father says to you spiritual children, sweetest children, just as a physical father loves his children, so too the Unlimited Father loves his unlimited children. A father gives teachings to his children and also cautions them so that they claim a high status. That is a father's desire. That is also the desire of the Unlimited Father. He decorates you children with the ornaments of this knowledge and yoga. Both fathers decorate you very well so that you can claim a high status. The Alaukik Father becomes happy and the Parlaukik Father also becomes happy. It is remembered of those who make effort very well that they are those who follow the Father. So you have to follow both of them. One is the Spiritual Father, and the other is this Alaukik Father. Therefore you have to make effort to claim a high status. When you were in Abati, a photograph was taken of all of you with your crowns. The Father has explained that there is no crown of light. It is just a symbol of purity that is given to you all. It isn't that there is actually a crown of white light. It is shown as a symbol of purity. At first you live in the Golden Age. You are the only ones there. The Father also says, souls remained separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. You children are the ones who come first, and you then have to return first. You have to open the gates to the land of liberation. The Father is decorating you children. One lives in simplicity in one's parents' home. At this time, you too have to be very ordinary, not too high, not too low. The Father says, I enter an ordinary body. No bodily being can be called God. Human beings cannot grant salvation to human beings. Only the Guru can grant salvation. When people go into the stage of retirement at the age of 60, they adopt a guru. That system begins at this time, and it then continues on the path of devotion. Nowadays, they even make young children adopt gurus. Even though they may not be in their stage of retirement, there can be sudden death for anyone. This is why they even make little children adopt gurus. Just as the Father says that all of you are souls and that you all have a right to claim your inheritance, so they say that without a guru you cannot receive a status. That is, you cannot merge into the Brahm element. You do not want to become merged. That term belongs to the path of devotion. A soul is like a star, just a point. The Father is also a point. That point is called the ocean of knowledge. You too are tiny souls, and all of this knowledge is recorded in that point. You take this full knowledge. You pass with honours. It isn't that he is very big like a Shiva Lingam. The Supreme Soul is just as big as a soul. A soul comes from the Supreme Abode to play his part. The Father says, I too come from there, but I do not have a body of my own. I am Rup and also Basant. The Supreme Soul is Rup, and he is filled with all of this knowledge. He reigns this knowledge so that all human beings change from sinful souls into charitable souls. The Father grants both liberation and salvation. You go into salvation, and all the rest go into liberation. That is to their home. That is the sweet home. It is souls who listen through their ears. The Father now says, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, you now have to return home. For this you definitely have to remain pure. No one except pure souls can return home. I have come to take everyone back. Souls are said to be the procession of Shiva. Shiv Baba is now establishing the temple of Shiva, Shivalaya. Then Ravan comes and establishes the brothel. The path of sin is called the brothel. Baba has many children who remain pure even after marriage. Sannyasis say that it is not possible for both to live together like that. Here it is explained to you that there is a lot of income in that. By remaining pure, you receive a kingdom for 21 births. Therefore it is not a big thing to remain pure for one birth. The Father says, you have become completely ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. It is said of Sri Krishna that he is ugly and beautiful, Shyam and Sundar. This explanation is of this time. By sitting on the pyre of lust, the soul has become ugly. He is then called a village urchin. He truly was that. Sri Krishna cannot be that. It is at the end of the last of his many births that the Father enters him and makes him beautiful. You now have to remember the one Father alone. Baba, you are so sweet. You give us such a sweet inheritance. You change us from ordinary humans into deities and make us worthy of being in a temple. Talk to yourself in this way. You don't have to say anything through your lips. On the path of devotion, you have been remembering the beloved so much. You have now come and met us. Baba, you are the sweetest of all. Why would we not remember you? You are called the ocean of love and the ocean of peace. Only you give us the inheritance. Nothing can be received through inspiration. The Father comes here personally and teaches you children. This is a patshala. The Father says, I make you into kings of kings. This is Raja Yoga. You now know the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and the corporeal world, and how such a tiny soul plays his part. This play is predestined. It is called the eternal, imperishable world drama. The drama continues to turn. There is no question of doubt about this. The Father tells you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. You are Swadarshan Chakradhari. The whole cycle continues to turn around in your intellects, and so your sins are cut away through that. However, it isn't that Sri Krishna committed any violence by spinning the discus. There is neither the violence of war nor of the sword of lust. They are doubly non-violent there. At this time, your war is with the five vices. It is not a question of any other war. The Father is the highest on high, and he gives you the highest on high inheritance. He makes you as elevated as Lakshmi and Narayan. The more effort you make, the higher the status you will claim. It will be the same study for you every cycle. If you make effort well now, you will continue to do that for cycle after cycle. You cannot receive as high a status through a physical study as you can through this spiritual study. Lakshmi and Narayan become the highest on high. They too are human beings, but because they imbibed divine virtues, they are called deities. However, there are no human beings with 8 to 10 arms. On the path of devotion, when they have a vision, they cry a great deal. They become unhappy and shed many tears. Here the Father says, if you have any tears, you will fail. Even if your mother dies, eat halva. Nowadays, even in Bombay, when someone is ill or dies, they call the Brahma Kumaris to come and give them peace. You explain to them, that soul has shed a body and taken another. And so what loss is there in that for you? What is the benefit of crying? They say, he was taken away by death. There is no such thing. Each soul automatically sheds his body. A soul sheds his body at his own time and runs away. However, there is nothing like death. In the golden age, a womb is like a palace. There is no question of punishment. There your actions are neutral. Maya doesn't exist there, and so no sinful actions are performed there. You are becoming conquerors of sinful actions. First, there is the period of those who have conquered sinful actions. Then the path of devotion begins, and there is the rule of King Vikram. Vikarma equals sinful action. At this time you gain victory over the sinful actions that you have committed. The name that has been given is the conqueror of sinful actions. Vikarmajit, one who has gained victory over sinful actions. Then in the Copper Age there is King Vikram. Sins continue to be committed. If there is rust on a needle, a magnet will not be able to pull it. The more the rust of sins is removed, the more the magnet will be able to pull you needles. The Father is completely pure. He purifies you too with the power of yoga. A physical father is pleased to see his children. The unlimited father is also pleased to see the service that you children do. You children are making a lot of effort. You have to remain ever ready to do service all the time. You children are the godly mission that purifies the impure. You are now the children of God. There is the unlimited Father and all of you brothers and sisters. There is no other relationship. In the land of liberation, there is the Father and you souls who are brothers. When you go to the Golden Age, there will only be one son and one daughter. Here there are so many relationships, maternal uncle, paternal uncle, etc. The incorporeal world is the sweet home, the land of liberation. Human beings create so many sacrificial fires due to tapasya, etc. for that, but no one is able to return home. They continue to tell many tall stories. The bestower of salvation for all is one and none other. You are now at the confluence age. Here there are so many human beings. In the golden age there are very few. There is establishment and destruction. Because there are now innumerable religions, there is so much upheaval. You were 100% solvent, and having taken 84 births, you have become 100% insolvent. The Father has now come to awaken everyone. Now, wake up. The golden age is coming. Only the true Father gives you the inheritance for 21 births. Only Bharat becomes the land of truth. The Father creates the land of truth. Who then creates the land of falsehood? Ravan, the five vices. They make such a big effigy of Ravan and then burn it because he is the number one enemy. People don't know when the kingdom of Ravan began. The Father explains, for half the cycle there is the kingdom of Rama, and for the other half there is the kingdom of Ravan. However, Ravan is not a human being who has to be killed. At this time it is the kingdom of Ravan over the whole world. The Father comes and establishes the kingdom of Rama, and then there are the cries of victory. There they have constant happiness. That is the land of happiness. This is called the most elevated confluence age. The Father says, by making this effort, you will become that. Your photographs were taken. Many came, and then, after hearing this knowledge and relating it to others, they ran away. The Father comes and explains to you children with a lot of love. The Father and the teacher love you. The Guru also loves you. Someone who defames the Satguru cannot claim a high status. Your aim and objective is in front of you. Those Gurus don't have any aim or objective. That is not a study. This is a study. This is called a university come hospital, in which you become ever healthy and wealthy. Here in the Iron Age, everything is false. They sing Maya is false, bodies are false, and the whole world is false. The Golden Age is the land of truth. There are palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. The Somnath Temple was created on the path of devotion. There was so much wealth there. The Muslims came and looted it and used it to build huge mosques. The Father is giving you limitless treasures. You have been receiving visions of these from the beginning. Baba is Allah Avaldin. Aval equals first, Din equals religion. He establishes the first religion, which is deityism. The religion that doesn't exist is being established once again. Everyone knows that it used to be their kingdom in the ancient golden age. There is no one higher than them. The deity kingdom is called paradise. You now know this, and you have to relate it to others. How can everyone come to know so that none can then complain that they didn't know? You tell everyone, yet some leave the Father and go away. This history must repeat. When you come to Baba, Baba asks you, have we met before? You say, yes, Baba, we came to meet you 5,000 years ago. We came to claim our unlimited inheritance. Some come and listen to this, and some remember all of this when they have a vision of Brahma. They then say that they have seen that same form before. The Father too is pleased to see you, children. Your aprons are being filled with these imperishable jewels of knowledge. This is a study. You can do the 7 days course and then continue wherever you are on the basis of the Murli. In 7 days, so much will be explained to you that you will be able to understand the Murli. The Father continues to explain all the secrets to you children very clearly. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Spin the discus of self-realization and burn away your sins. Make your status elevated by studying this spiritual study. Never shed tears under any circumstances. 2. This is the time to stay in the stage of retirement. Therefore live very simply and in an ordinary way, neither too high nor too low. In order to return home, you souls have to become completely pure. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of success with your speciality of constantly moulding yourself according to the service and your connections. The children who have the speciality of moulding themselves reach the golden age stage easily. In order to reveal your dharana, you have to mould yourself according to the time and circumstances. Only those who mould themselves are real gold. You saw the speciality of Sakar Baba. As was the time, as was the person, so was his form. Follow the Father in the same way, and you will easily become an embodiment of success in the service you do and with your connections. Slogan. When you have all the powers, obstacle-free success is with you. Aviact signal. Now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. Just as it has become easy to be in your corporeal form, in the same way you souls have to practice being in your karmatit stage. One moment be a karma yogi in action, and as soon as you finish that action, be in your karmatit stage. This experience will then continue to become easy. Always have the aim to be in your Karmatit stage. Become a Karma Yogi as an instrument for action, and then become Karmatit. Om Shanti.